Well, it is pretty creamy and pretty salty.
You'll never be ready.
Jay uses his Daily Bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Bigger, 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 bigger.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Hello, this is Bex.
Hello, this is Luke.
This is Dale. You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears.
Whenever I'm listening to radio, it's always on.
Big Brother's Big Ears. Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
Welcome
to the show.
Big Brother is listening.
I swear to God, man, I'm like Jean-Michel Shaw tonight. I'm like Jean-Michel Shaw.
Who is Jean-Michel Shaw?
He invented Casio and keyboards, and he does concerts by laser lights.
Oh, you just keep on educating me, don't you, Ian?
Please, sir, can I have my 3 months back? She won? What a waste of my summer. I'm not being funny, but flipping heck, what a waste of my summer.
I really thought Mikey was going to win.
Oh, man.
As soon as Sarah left, and it was just left with those two, that's when it was all over for me. I was just like... But still, I wanted Mikey to win over her, but they were still both dry.
It's very dry. Yes. Rachel was very dry this evening.
So dry.
I'm angry. Gemma, what are you going to do with your Tuesdays and your Fridays?
I have no idea. I'm going to be lost without you, Ian.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Maybe go to yoga.
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not on Friday, though.
No.
What about you? What are you going to do?
Probably going to masturbate heavily.
Over Lisa.
I'm Ian Lee. This is the final Big Brother's Big Ears. I can't believe it. It's all over. Give us a call. Tell us what you thought of tonight's show. We were disappointed by the result, I'll be honest. 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. You can text us, although we haven't really read that many texts out, have we? So... Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. I just realised when you weren't here on Tuesday, I read the whole text thing out all through the show. We never did it. Never did any text. So save your money, kids.
We're going to be naughty tonight. Woo-hoo!
Yes, it's the last day of term and the truth comes out about what we really feel about those fools that were in the Big Brother house. Now, if you watch the final, you will love this evening's Big Ears because we're going to be speaking to Big Brother nut and all-round mental. It's Brian Bellow. And all of the punters down at Elstree. We'll also be chatting to the 4 finalists who made the final countdown but didn't get their hands on the prize. Didn't Rex look like an idiot when he came out
with
his little collar up posing? His, yeah!
What was that about, particularly at the end? Do you remember when we were laughing? When they did the camera over all the faces and then he just did that stupid pout?
If you like me, then cheer for my dad. I don't know your dad.
That was really weird as well.
I am not going to cheer for your dad, I'm afraid.
And how unimpressed did he look when he saw Nicole?
Yeah.
She's like, have you seen Nicole? It's the meaning.
He was hoping she wouldn't be there because he could potentially get so much sex. But most importantly of all, we're going to be speaking to tonight's winner, Rachel. But watch how two-faced we'll be when we congratulate her and say, well done.
Maybe we shouldn't. Should we not?
Oh, Gemma, I don't know. I'm too old now to burst someone's princess bubble.
True.
But you can do it. You're young.
No, that's horrible, though, isn't it?
It is horrible, but is it more horrible to say we were disappointed with her winning, or is it more horrible to be two-faced?
I don't really know. Now I feel like a bad person all round.
You are evil. Where were you on Tuesday?
Excuse me. I heard on the grapevine that you said that I couldn't be bothered to come in.
Oh, no. Well, all I did was I told the producers here at Something Else, the company that makes Big Brother's Big Ears, I told them what you told me on the phone on Tuesday morning, where you were like all cocky. Yeah, I'm in Brighton. I had a mad one last night. Do you know what?
I
woke up and I just couldn't be bothered. And then...
Such a lie!
One of the executives here at Something Else, there's no G on something, said that you phoned up all, hello, Sam. Yeah, I don't
that
think I can come in today.
Cut.
I'm really
cut
sorry.
Here, right? For you, for everyone to know, the truth is I was filming fashion series for T4.
Got Kwan in it?
No, he's not.
Oh, that's a shame. I like him. I'd watch it if he was in it.
We should have had him in as a guest, actually.
No, why? He's the one that makes you get your clothes off, isn't it? Oh, you can do it naked. I don't give a monkeys. Shall we do it?
Ian, you do it naked. I hope.
Starting to flirt with me now. OK, 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. What were your favourite bits of Big Brother 9? You've not said anything yet, have you?
I know, I realised.
What was your best car crash moment? Did Rachel deserve to win? 0871 200 1048. Gemma swigs her beer, puts it down and goes to her line.
It's party night. Yeah. As we all know, it's been an emotional, but with a tear in my eye, this is what the punters at Elstree had to say about BB9's best bit.
Big Brothers, Big Ears.
I think this season has been the best series there's ever been of Big Brothers. I mean, I've watched every series. It's my favourite show, definitely, by a long way. But this, Mikey's just made this series for me.
I do think it's been a good series of Big Brother because there's been lots of fake housemates and lots of singing.
I quite liked Katrea, but she's out now. But then I was a bit about her as well. And I quite like Rachel as well. She's still in, so, you know.
One of the best moments that I enjoyed on there was the Thriller dance, basically. They all got together. Mikey couldn't see, but he was able to join in and he learnt the routine really well.
I wanted Dal to win because he's good looking.
My best moment was when Kat and, I think it was it, Sarah? When they kiss each other in the pool, I thought that was quite funny, yeah. I thought that was quite interesting.
Tell Mohammed done something disgusting, he was my winner. But what he done with Mikey, that no.
My favourite's definitely Mikey, mostly because he looks like my friend Stephen.
I think it's been a good series because there have been loads of twists and loads of new people coming in, yeah, and loads of arguments.
I think Dale should have won. Dale, or Stu if not, but Dale. Definitely Dale.
So who do you think should have won?
Dale.
Gemma, who's been your least favourite housemate of the whole series?
Jen.
Why?
Because I just didn't like her when she came in. She just seemed, like, a bit sly.
Mm. And your most favourite?
My favourite housemate, Belinda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. My least favourite is Stuart. And the reason I was telling you out there, when he's in the house, oh, vault me out of the house so I can see my little girl. I can see my little girl. He got voted out on a Friday. He came in here on a Tuesday. Have you seen your little girl yet? No, I've been too busy. What? Doing photo shoots for the Daily Star and interviews for Heat magazine. Too busy to see your little girl. Disgusting.
It was kind of...
Shame on you.
It was bad because I really liked him in person.
Nice
fella. I thought he was nicer in person than he did on TV. I thought, you know, you're not as money hungry as some of the others that we've met. But then when he did say that, it did feel really uncomfortable.
The first thing first of all, you do not go in that house if you've got little kids. First thing you do, right? You do not go in the house. Second thing, as soon as you come out, you go and see the kids. You tell the Daily Star, stuff it, I'll come and do it on Monday. Man, it makes me want to... Oh, we've got Tom. Tom on the line from the Big Brother on the streets.
Hello.
Tom, can I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Are you the same Tom from MySpace? You know, the one that keeps sending me all those messages about updates and stuff?
No, don't be silly. I'm on MySpace, on Bebo.
Oh, I
stuck. Come on.
Get down with the kids, Ian.
I can't. I'm not allowed to. Tom, you never bothered to come in and see us, mate.
Well, I never got an invite.
I invited you every flipping time you came on the phone, sunshine.
He did do that. He was always horrible about it, but he did.
Oh, OK. Well, you know what? Might see you on Monday, so...
Oh, no, I'm not going to the rap party.
Oh, why not?
Because I'm working.
Oh,
yeah. He is going.
Are you going? No, I'm not going to the rap party.
I bet you do.
No, I'm not. I'm going. I've got a stand-up gig. I'm doing that.
Can't you cancel it, Ian?
No. What? For Big Brother? No. Am I getting paid? No. Then I'm not coming. Generally,
you know what? I might just tear up my ticket as well, then.
Do it as a protest. FreeIanLee.com. IanLee.com, by the way, is up and running. Gemma, yes. Oh, we're getting it all out tonight. IanLee.com.
I'm not going because I'm going on holiday.
On Tuesday you go on holiday?
Yeah, but I'm going first thing in the morning.
You're going on Tuesday?
Yeah, I know.
I was invited to the Big Brother's Little Brother reunion show on Sunday.
That'd be nice.
Well, I said, is there any money? And they said, no. I said, no.
Oh, my God, let's talk about the winner.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, Rachel. Okay, when you were just I heard you discussing your favourite and your worst housemates. I think Rachel's probably my worst.
Tell us why, Tom. Come on.
Well, I mean, she must have got splinters in her bum the amount of time she's sitting on the fence. There's
plenty of room there for plenty of splinters.
Oh my goodness. No. Why? No. Why, Ian?
I'm saying she's got a big ass, is what I'm saying. Okay. Hang on. Just be quiet. Hang on. Yeah, I can hear the bosses of Endemol tearing their hair out right now.
Oh, OK. No, I love Rachel. Really
no, listen, we have to be honest about this. I am slightly disappointed, and I think it's the thing that we were saying here, and I've had some friends emailing and texting me, it's the fact that they're going, but how did the bland girl win? And I think that's the very reason she did win, because she just kind of blended into the wallpaper. Didn't offend anybody, didn't do anything too outrageous, or, you know, and so that's why...
She dull.
Maybe that's what we should all do from now on, just be really bland and not really give opinions.
I guess it's not possible for people like us.
Who, okay, out of the five that are in there, Tom, who would you have liked to have seen walk away with the prize?
Well, I wanted Lisa to win, then I wanted Kat to win.
Right, okay, listen to the question. Out of the five that were in there, it's not difficult, who did you want to win?
Mikey.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of Mikey, but you know what? I guess at least he did stick up for people, so I like that quality.
I thought Mikey was good when he came out. He was the only person that's given an honest post-show interview where he said he thought Rex was a bully and an idiot.
It's true, straight to his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you not like Rex?
No. Bully.
Oh, I thought we normally agreed on things. Okay. I quite like Rex.
Well, the thing is, my opinion changes all the time. I'm going to be open about it. There was a comment about me somewhere on a forum like, oh, Gemma just changed her opinion all the time. I do.
There was also a comment on Digital Spy that the show without you is crap and that they shouldn't have bothered doing it. They said, with Ian Lee on his own, it's rubbish. Gemma in.
Did you get my text, by the way? I texted you during the show. You didn't get it.
Well, I got it after the show because I'm professional. I switched
and
my phones
off. And I texted
in
to you guys as well.
In the studio.
But they didn't read it. I said, I miss you, Uncle Ian.
Ah, you should have phoned up, you silly man. Tom, what were we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about Big Brother, I think.
Have you been drinking tonight, Tom?
No, I haven't. Why do you keep saying it? Every time I come on, you're like...
Slurring your words a little bit, my friend. Slurring your words.
Don't listen to him.
He's
a catty one.
It was exciting when... I thought that Dennis and Alex should have been there, or Alec, as Mikey kept referring to her. I thought they should have been there, but like in a cage.
Why weren't they there?
They should have been in a cage suspended above the audience, and people could have pelted them with rotten tomatoes and things like that. That would have been good.
Or maybe they could have pointed the fireworks at them, you know?
Yeah,
bang!
I feel that Dennis has had... All he did was spit in Mo's face, and we've all wanted to do that at some point in the last 3 months. And I think he's had a particularly rough ride.
No, not really. Yeah. You know, he's sort of gone into the distance. Why is that rough?
Dennis, if you're listening, man, give us a call. Come on, man, phone us up. We want to talk.
Really? Would you let him go on?
I would, but the bosses are shaking their heads saying, no.
Controversial
indeed. So, Tom, listen, your job throughout the series was to go to various cities around the country and vox pop people what they thought about Big Brother. Are you going to be doing that in your spare time?
Yeah, you know what? Tomorrow I'm just going to literally go on the street with no crew, but with a hairbrush and just ask people about, post-Big Brother.
Tom will be in Bristol tomorrow by the main town centre.
Check him out with his hairbrush.
Check him out with his hairbrush.
I've got time to speak to everyone, so just come and find me.
Oh, bless him, he sounds so lonely.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I do, listen, I know we have a Josh here, Tom, but I do like you and I think you've been a fantastic contributor to this show. I didn't watch any of your clips on the internet, I'll be honest.
Oh, thanks a lot, you.
No, I'm being honest, I didn't. I can't lie, I'm not going to lie, I didn't, you know. But I've heard they were excellent. If we ever see each other, come and say hello and I'll buy you a McDonald's milkshake.
Wow, thanks, Ian. That means the world.
He's your friend for life now, I'm sure.
I'm genuinely disappointed that Tom didn't come in because he's been one of the few people that's come on the phone and has been quite honest about what he thought about
Big Brother. I agree, Tom. I think you've been a good sport.
Oh.
You've been properly enthusiastic throughout the run. So, well done.
Tom, have you got your own website?
You know what? I do, but...
Oh, God, get it wrong!
Go on, Tom!
No, it's being redesigned. It's tomburlow.com, but, like, nothing's on, mate. I know. What can I... what can I plug?
Well, you can plug ianlee.com.
ianlee.com.
God bless
it's amazing.
You, Thomas.
I'm a member. Oh, no, actually, I can plug something.
Go on.
I've got my new show starting for Bebo, which starts next month.
No, this month,
19th.
What's it about?
It's called Meet the Freshers, and basically I go to different universities and find out what freshers are getting up to.
Okay.
So it's bebo.com/meet the freshers.
Okay then, Tom. Thank you very much. I'll be checking it out.
You won't.
What?
You won't.
Oh, shit.
after tonight,
Ian,
none of us are ever going to speak
Ian
again.
Ian is a cynical, bitter man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tom. Ian, I thought you were a changed man.
No, but... I'm reverting back to my old ways. Pass me that beer. Tom, it's been nice talking to you, fella. Have a enjoy the, you know, stuff and things and good, yeah?
Yeah, you too.
Take care, man.
Bye, you Tom.
I liked him.
Big Tom Brother. Fellow.
Sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Paulie!
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Gemma.
Good evening,
hello,
mate.
Paulie.
How's it going? You're right.
Oh, it is going pucker. I just pour myself another drop of scotch and listening to Big Ears.
Oh.
Works tonight.
Were you surprised at the result of the Big Brother?
Oh, I was well surprised, man. Rachel, she's been boring all summer, but she's gone and won, so I don't care, because I'm a super fan, you see.
Oh, you're Rachel's super fan. Do you remember that? We used to do that. We
used
to stop doing it, so it didn't work.
What do you mean you...
We stopped doing the super fan thing.
Don't you do it anymore?
No.
But it doesn't matter. You can still be the super fan tonight.
You've disappointed me there, guys. You've really burst me bubble.
Oh, sorry, Paulie. Come on, go for it.
That's all right, Gemma.
Support Rachel. Come on.
Give me your phone number, Gemma. That'll make up for you. Do I laugh at cheeky Ian?
Sorry, Paulie.
I know you've got it.
I have got her phone number, yes. We worked together.
Sorry, I'm just pouring myself another scotch. Calm my nerves.
Have you just had that last scotch already?
Yeah, man. That's all in one.
Whoa. Party night. It is a party night.
Paulie's telling scotches.
I've had that much. I don't know if the echo I can hear on the phone is your dodgy phone lines or just me tripping my balls off. I genuinely don't know.
Well, Paulie, Paulie, can you sum up Big Brother 2008 in one word?
Absolutely brimming brilliant.
That's a lot of words, Paulie.
Can you get it down to one?
I've got a dirty...
Oh, no, we're not having that. I do apologise.
Now I remember him.
Yes, 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number should you wish to give us a call.
On the phone? Not yet. We haven't got someone on the phone yet, have we?
We haven't. What we're going to do at some point, who have we got on there? Karen? Oh, Karen!
Hello!
Hello, Karen!
You know what? I'm really, really sad this is your last show.
Oh.
I'm really, really sad because I've had a fabulous summer talking to you guys.
Oh, you have rang in a lot. You've been one of our super fans.
Super fan, I know.
Super fan.
I know, definitely for next year as well.
Could you do me a favour? Could you say Biker Grove for me?
Biker Grove? Yeah. I was actually born in Biker as well.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was.
Do you know the man with the big sideburns?
No.
Oh, he's
actually, it's not actually filmed in Biker. It's actually filmed in Gateshead.
Oh, TV is so fake. Mm.
I know.
You think? We should talk about Big Brother slightly because the producer is going mental.
What did you think of Rachel winning?
Actually, I've supported Rachel from day one.
Mm.
Yeah. It was between Kat and Rachel, and then the last 4 weeks before the end, I turned to Mikey and Kat was out because she was whinging too much.
Right.
But it was between Mikey and Rachel, so, I didn't care who won the night as long as one of them won.
Oh,
and my phone bill's going to be sky high because I've been phoning.
Why? Because you were voting for Rachel.
Well, I was voting for Rachel and Mikey.
It was very close. Can we just say, we have the statistics here. In the fight between Mikey and Rachel, it was 51.3%. All right, calm down. 51.3% to Rachel, 49.7% to Mikey.
Really?
That is right. So your phone calls, your phone calls could have made that difference.
Well, I am going to send the bill to you, actually, Ian.
What?
Yeah, you should do that.
It's credit crunch, isn't it? I'm scared.
In fact, Ian's address is...
Whoa. You don't know. You've never been to my house.
You get the good part, though. You got to go to the rap party.
I'm not going.
Oh, you're not?
I can't. Okay. I'm working.
I'll have your ticket then.
All right.
Turn up
to the bar in Soho and say your name's Ian Lee. They won't know. They'll let you in. Wallop.
I just put my device on.
Yes, I put my device on as
well. They might just let
them. They'll let someone in. They'll let some lanky beanpole in, won't they?
No,
hello, I'm Ian Lee.
So.
Not been on telly for years. You won't recognise me. Oh, come in, sir, please. Oh. Here's Brian Bellow.
I love the way you describe yourself, lanky.
Well,
I
am lanky.
You guys, when you go to the rap party, though, I mean, who do you normally like to meet at these rap parties?
Do you know, can I be honest with you? I never go to rap parties because people who are on television are all tossers. And I have no interest in hanging out with them whatsoever. So I never go. But if I went to this,
you're lying a bit because you just told me that about hanging out with Bob Mortimer, maybe, you know.
Oh, well, no, well, I may be on Celebrity Millionaires, but that's not definite yet, so I don't know. But I don't hang out with him. He just sent me a weird email saying, "Dear Mr. Lemon Dixon, do you want to come on Millionaires?"
So you're not friends?
Well, no, I know him a little bit. But if I were going to the party and Gemma were going, then I would hang out with Gemma and I would probably talk to only the team from here and then leave after about 45 minutes feeling
disappointed. See, that would be the same as me, though, because I would rather meet you guys and, you know, and people like Davina and things like that than actually the
stores. That's nice.
Yeah. I think we would really get on because, you know, I like your banter.
OK, we're going to say goodbye now, Karen.
Right.
It's been lovely talking to you.
Yeah. And well, let's hope that you have a successful one next year.
Thank you so much, Karen. That's lovely. Thank you.
It's great to hear from you again.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Right. Oh, she's so nice.
Have you gone, Karen? Yeah. Right, when they say they want to meet you because they think they'll get on with you, you're about to do a job in radio, and this is the advice. Okay. You'll get emails, you'll get phone calls and stuff saying, I want to meet you. I think we get on really well. We've got the same sense of humour.
Yeah.
Don't go near them.
Don't go near them. Why not?
They have knives in their socks. Do not go near
them. Karen does not have knives in her socks.
Oh, she sounds like a lovely lady, but that's the trick they play, the mentally insane.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Only because you attract absolute weirdos.
I do attract absolute weirdos, yes.
All the people that ring that know you are all nutty.
Yeah. They're crazy. Come on, let's do the package.
Okay.
Come on.
For those of you that have watched the show for years will know that last year's winner was Brian Bello. He's one of the biggest Big Brother fans on the planet. This is what he had to say about Big Brother 9.
Big Brother is listening.
Right, it's Brian Bello here, winner of Big Brother 8. I have to say, Big Brother 9 has been ripping stuff. There's been so many gates. There's been Spitting Gate. There's been Alexandra Gate. She came with her own fence with her gate. And on top of that, there's been the couples. There's been the Mario and Lisa. Who can forget Mario and Lisa when the custard creams? And there's also been Nicole and Rex. I love the Nicole Rex drama and how they battled it out with the other housemates. And on top of that, we've also had some fantastic tasks this year. Who could forget the music video task right at the beginning? It was brilliant. And the task of the buzzing. I mean, it's just been great, really. Rex was my favourite for about a good 6 weeks running, and he sort of went down a little bit when he started picking on people. I didn't really think much of that. Sarah's one that I thought, okay, she's cool, she's like having a neighbour's character in the house, and then she sort of grew the more and more weeks went on, because she's always given a saying at Sarah, she's always put herself on the line. I like the way Mikey got involved in the thriller task, because Rex and the car were just disgusting to Mikey, and I like the way Mikey did stick up for himself. Rex has really been the pinnacle of this series. He's been the enigma of Big Brother 9, really, and when we think back to Big Brother 9, we all remember Rex, whether we like him or not. And Bex and Luke, whether we liked them or not at the time, they were good value. So, do you know what? It's just produced good characters, really, and that's what we want on a series of Big Brother. When you come out of the house, there's normally like an opportunity for like some of the housemates. I think Rex will definitely go into being a TV chef. I think Gordon Ramsay should be quivering his boots now that Rex will be out. I think Darnell will possibly be trying to get a contract with his cookie love. Him and Kat could do a duet together. It could be very emotional. I reckon Mike would make a great novelist. I'm not sure about his stand-up. The viewers keep on doing stand-up. You never know. The world could be his oyster out there. And then we come to get old Sarah. She could be a new Hollyoaks character. Rachel. Well, I reckon Rachel's probably going to get a grapes advert since she loves grapes so much. So she should be down the market. Who wants to buy some grapes?
Hollyoaks. That's my biggest aspiration in life. Don't you think? As if that's a good aspiration. He told me he's not going to talk. He's gone mute. You're so annoying, aren't you?
Moonbeam.
We've got Rex on the line. Hello, Rex.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm pretty well. You know, I am so glad to be out of my 93 days of torment.
Torment? Was it that bad?
It was that bad. From the first second I got in there, I wanted to get out, but I would never quit. And I'm very glad that I didn't, because it was the most amazing experience in the world.
Yeah? I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you, because at first I had a little moment, I had a little crush on you for a bit, right? I was like, I don't know how I described you. Me and Brian came out with this good thing. Arrogantly charming, we said.
I like that one.
And then you just went a bit too far with your whole mission to annoy everyone. just got a bit nasty.
But you see, the thing was, as you know, after, you know, I mean, before Nicole came in, my mission was to try to be evicted from the Big Brother house. And then, you know, after Nicole came in, my mindset changed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through her coming in, then the only thing I wanted to do is stay, and I wanted to get to the final. So I played Big Brother, you know, on two different levels. I played wanting to leave, and I played wanting to win. So, and I, you know, I mean, that was the reason. You know, I'm not normally that horribly arrogant, but that's what happened. And I thought that was my ticket out of there.
Rex, is Nicole with you?
No, she's not.
Right, we can talk honestly. She's never going to hear this, okay? No, be honest, mate.
Do you think I'm stupid?
No. How gutted were you when she came in? Because if I'd have been in Big Brother house and halfway through it, my girlfriend had come in for like an hour, I'd be like, oh yeah, brilliant, Fandango's here. And then I thought, oh, nuts!
No!
This is the worst thing ever!
This is the worst thing ever!
You must have been gutted, man.
No, I'll tell you what. When I saw her face, I thought, oh my God, there's a girl in the storeroom, and I thought, you know, possibly, I mean, you know, a new housemate. I thought, oh, not a new housemate, another new housemate. Oh my God, it's going to be that much, you know, that many more people to evict. And then I realised when she literally got an inch away from my face, it's Nicole. And I thought, wow, Big Brother has just got a lot harder for me.
Yeah, in more ways than one, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but you know, but then again, you know, then all of, you know, it did actually take me at least 3 or 4 days to realise that Nicole's actually in the Big Brother house. And, you know, I mean, I love Nicole so much that when I, you know, when it all sort of, all the nerves and everything settled down, you know, I thought, right, well, you know, I'm now playing for two people, not for one.
Did you, again, I'm going to ask you a gentleman's question. As a gentleman, you're allowed to refuse to answer this.
Sure.
How intimate did you get inside the house?
Well, I'll leave that to your imagination. You know?
Oh, well done! I'm imagining a lot.
You know, but then, in the Big Brother house, you know, there is no secrets. So, you know, if the other house, what the other housemates don't know, you know, it won't hurt them.
If you had to, okay, here we go. The Big Brother house is on fire. Okay, all the housemates are in it. You've only got time to save one housemate. Nicole's already out. You don't have to worry about her. She's safe. Okay. She's at your dad's restaurant having a slap-up meal. It's lovely.
Nice.
You can only save one of the other housemates from burning horribly to death. Yeah. Which one are you going to save?
Well, you mean, I when you originally asked that question, I was going to say Mikey, but then now, I mean, even though, you know, I never, ever went for Mikey, you know, in a bad way. I still, you know, I think he's great and he's good fun and everything. But I think, you know, I feel that with, you know, if now, you know, I have, you know, a very close relationship with Darnell, and I think he is an absolutely amazing housemate, and I feel that me and him are going to become best friends. So I'd have to save him for his comical value alone. He is the most paranoid and the most confused person I know.
Really,
and that
funny.
Just makes me feel better about myself.
Hey, Rex, listen, man, it's been good talking to you.
I've got one quick question. You have to answer honestly as well.
I must
Did
go.
Did you have the hots for Steph?
No. I thought that he was the person there that I connected with the most, and that was basically, you know, that was all that. I mean, you know, there was only, you know, one housemate when I walked in there. I thought, you know, oh my God, what am I doing here?
Right.
You know, I thought I'd made the wrong decision, and I felt that she was the one person that I could talk to. So that, I mean, that is the truth of the matter.
Rex, it's a pleasure talking to you, mate. Off you go. Have a lovely weekend. Enjoy life. Take care.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Bye-bye. Thank you. 0871-200-1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Oh, we have got a caller on the line. Let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hey! How are we doing?
Hi, Rob.
We're doing fantastically,
it's good,
Rob.
It's good and it's bad tonight.
Tell us why, mate.
I've won £60, £10 on the winner. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, Ian, I know you're a bit tight for money after tonight work. I can pay you to open a toilet or something if you want.
Thank you, Rob, yes.
And good news, it's only 9 months to the next Big Ears with Brian Dowling and Gemma. Yay!
Oh, I can't get enough of that. And Rob, how long did it take you to write that joke?
We'll meet again in the bummer, don't know where. Don't know when, but it won't work again.
After Rob is
tonight,
always so horrible to you.
Because he's a loser. Ryan Reynolds!
Thanks for calling, Rob. There we go. What crazy guys. What great characters.
I can't believe we're never going to speak to Rob again. That makes me sad in itself.
I'll be speaking to him on Sunday nights on Another Life. 0871-200-1048 is the telephone number. We'll be speaking to third-placed housemate Sarah, I believe, straight after this.
Hi, this is Luke. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/bigbrother. You can send us your messages by texting EARS followed by your comment to 83188. That's 83188. Text are charged at user's standard network rate.
Thanks for that, Luke. We're going to miss you lots.
You're welcome.
We've got Sarah on the line, who came third in this year's Big Brother. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Whoa. How are you?
Oh, it's so weird holding a mobile phone. I'm very good, thanks. I'm so excited.
Yeah? What are you planning to do this weekend?
Oh, I don't even know. I'll just go with the flow, I guess. I'm not sure. I just want to party and just talk to everyone properly. And it's just so weird, like, not having a microphone on. And, oh, no, it's going to be weird, like, tomorrow morning not waking up to the alarm and stuff like that. Like, I think it's going to be really weird and really hard to adjust, like, not being in the house and stuff. Well, I'm really going to miss it so much.
You say, I was going to ask, is it, it probably will be quite hard to adjust to walking around and not being filmed all the time and not being recorded all the time and not sometimes perhaps having to bite your tongue. Being normal.
Oh, I don't think I ever bit my tongue, but I know what you're saying. Like, I think maybe a few people did, but it's going to be weird without the cameras, like, following around, because you hear them, they go you're like, ooh. The cameras and just everything Big Brother. Like, I love Big Brother so much, and just it was the most exciting time of my life, and I swear to God, I would never swap it for anything else.
You say the cameras are noisy. I was in the camera run yesterday watching you lot watching an episode of Big Brother.
That's so weird.
It was freaky, man. It was freaky, and there's a
it was crazy.
Well, someone I was with made a lot of noise and shone a light or something, and Rex sort of looked at the mirror as if to go, shut up, will you? We're doing Big Brother in here. Do you know what I mean? But it was freaky. It was freaky, man. Me watching you lot watching Big Brother. How strange is that?
We thought it was weird watching Big Brother in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
And we had popcorn and we had Coca-Cola and it was just, it was so unreal. Like, I'm like, is this actually really happening? But we were watching the episode. Like, even though we were in it, we weren't even thinking we were in it. We were watching it like we were watching Big Brother and we were so into it. And we wanted to watch the next episode so badly to see what happened. Yeah. Even though we knew what happened, but it's like, it was just the most amazing thing ever. I couldn't believe it.
What surprised me about looking through the mirror to the house was what an absolute pigsty it was. It's filthy in there.
Quite messy. Yes, we were quite filthy.
How could you survive like that?
Well,
you're Australian, I understand, but everyone else.
I don't think it's that surprising. It looks really messy on the programme as well.
Though. It's absolutely filthy.
It looks pretty mean.
Did it really? Oh, dear. We did try, but maybe not hard enough.
Dirty.
Sarah, are you happy about winning your 25 grand?
I'm so happy. And, you know, I couldn't think of anyone better to be in that room with in prisoners than, like, Lisa was my buddy and, you know, I trusted her completely and I knew that she was going to share as much as I knew myself that I was going to share, and I never, ever had any second thoughts at all. It was, like, share all the way, and I'm so pleased it was me and her. Like, that woman is special. She really is. She's so caring and generous, and she's one of those types of people that always puts others before themselves, and, you know, it is quite rare to get those special people, and she's just amazing. She really is. She's so much fun to be around, but at the same time, you can have an intelligent conversation with her, and, you know, she was always there for me. Like, she took care of me so much, and, you know, I love the woman so much. She just did so much for me.
I thought you got the short end of the stick tonight because, like, Darnell, you're coming out, you're out now. Rex, you're out now.
Yeah.
Sarah, you're out. We'll come and get you in an hour.
That was really weird.
That seemed really unfair. What did you do in that hour?
I was starting to get all panicky, like all nervous. And I'm like, Davina, just come and get me. I've said it about a million times.
I say
it very
often.
Got me. Yeah, it was like, Davina, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? Like, we had no clue. But I'm just so happy that I even made it to the final day, let alone to come third. Like, I'm just so proud. I'm just so grateful to even have got into the house, let alone stayed so long. And just to everyone that voted for me, like, thank you so much.
What did you do in the hour when you were there? Because that must be a little bit uncomfortable.
It wasn't really uncomfortable. We were just sat there, and me and Rach were both holding Mikey's hands, and we were just all, like, chatting, and then we had a few silences, and we had a bit of a sip of water because we were getting a bit dehydrated. We just sat there, and we just kept saying over and over, whoa, this is going on for so long. Like, is Davina ever going to come and get me? So, yeah, it was a bit, like, I was starting to get a bit more nervous. I was like, Davina, just come and get me. I'm ready. Like, I would probably have preferred if I had the choice for her to have just said, Sarah, you're going, and then just to got me straight away. Wow. But, you know, you can't plan it. Like, whatever happens, you've got to go with the flow. So, obviously, we had to sit there for an hour, and we did, and that was that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Can I say, I say this...
I'm being told to wrap it up, guys.
Oh,
Sarah,
no.
It's been lovely to talk to you.
Sarah, I wanted you to win. I wanted you to win.
Thank you so much.
You're much better than those other two.
enjoy your life.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye,
Sarah. Bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye.
Well, what a lovely lady. I enjoy being spoken to by her there. couldn't get a bit of a word in this.
She's sweet, though. I learned to love her.
Yeah.
Bit too flirtatious in the beginning.
If I can't love myself, then I can't love no one. Wendy.
Hiya.
Hello, Wendy. You right, love?
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. What can we do for you, love?
Just like to say that congratulations to Rachel for winning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she deserved it.
Why?
Well, she stood up to the bully Rex
all
the way through.
That's true, yes.
Talking of Rex the bully.
And she basically was herself.
Mm.
Talking of Rex the bully, he's been on Big Mouth. Saying that he thinks Rachel should split the prize money with the rest of the house.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Why should she do that?
Because he's a greedy man.
He's no.
I think, I do change my mind all the time, it's true. But Rachel winning was good in the sense that it made Rex so angry.
Yeah, there was that aspect to it. So, Wendy, were you backing Rachel from day one?
Yes. Her or Mikey, it was a toss up between the two.
I missed the episode.
But at the end of the day, she won, so good luck to
her. Were you surprised? We all thought Mikey was going to win it.
No. At the last minute tonight, we voted for Rachel.
Oh, okay.
At the last minute, why did you? Could you not decide?
No, I couldn't. They were both brilliant. They were absolutely brilliant, the pair of them.
So it was last minute, whip the phone out, it's Rachel, that's who we want to win.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, and I think they actually played it down a bit on Big Mouth for her. She came out a bit humble.
Right.
Where she should have come out really happy and, you know what I mean? So.
Wouldn't it be nice if Rachel and Mikey fell in love and got married and had children? Wouldn't that be nice, Wendy?
No.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. We have to move on, Wendy, because we have Darnell on the line.
Boom, boom.
Yo, holla.
Hang on a second.
She told me about that cookie love.
Come on, man, we've been playing it all summer.
Darnell, I remember one of my favourite moments of you was this song that you sung about them girls.
Them girls.
Yeah, sing it, because Ian thinks I'm lying.
It's them girls. We find them and rock their world. No diamonds, no rocks, no pearls. From islands to blocks to world. Them girls, hey girls, we came here to rock your world.
Woo!
From straight hair to locks and curls.
Woo!
All day we play them girls. Them girls, hey girls.
Woo! That's actually one of my favourite Big Ears moments yet.
No, my favourite Big Ears moment was...
That means a lot to me.
No, my favourite Big Ears moment with you, Darnell, was when you were grinding up Sarah's back.
Oh,
and you're singing... can you sing that song for me?
Which one? Which song was that? Girl, that one?
No, this is the one. I'm looking at you from behind and I don't know what you're thinking. I want to touch your bum. I want to touch your minkin'. That one.
That's a hit record right there, bro. That's exclusive right now.
Do it, man. It's a good song.
I got that one under wraps right now, though. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That told you, Ian.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling right now, Darnell? Are you feeling happy, sad?
I honestly feel like, listen, Rachel got the 100 grand, but I feel like I won, honestly. Like, I feel like I won the most because I gained the most out of it, like, for myself. And, I think the things I gained were a lot more important than money. So I came in there with nothing. I'm leaving with a lot more than that.
Are you going to chill out now a bit more?
Ooh, I was just having a conversation about that, as a matter of fact.
Please do.
Oh, man, it might take about 10 sessions before I can figure that one out.
Well, go for as many sessions as you need, but the whole country just wants you to chill out.
Stop beating yourself up.
It makes you worse off, you know? You're your own worst enemy. Just chill.
I am. That is the moral of the story.
chill with the still. You're all right.
Darnell, can I ask you a question? We've asked
wait,
all
wait,
the...
Wait, wait, wait. Before on. You say that, yeah. Say that, I'm going to tell you now, because, yeah. because of how much love I got tonight, I am definitely cooler than a polar bear's toenails.
Oh, well, there we go. Now, listen, we've asked this question to all of the male gentlemen that have been booted out of the house and have been in here in the studio. Luke said 6, Mario said 3, and Stuart said 12. How many times did you knock one out?
You know what? The closest I came to knocking one out was this today, because I figured they wasn't going to be showing anything, and I didn't want to go out with a loaded cannon, you know, because we're going to be partying and shit.
So you haven't actually done it? You haven't?
I have not. I swear
could
to
not
God,
go
my
3
life.
Months without that.
Oh, man, it was the worst. I'm telling you, that was the most... why do you think I was so stressed out all the time? Honestly, that is the answer right there.
You should have just gone in the diary room, right, had 5 minutes on your own and come out and been really chilled.
You know, I would have came out a whole different guy, you know, and I probably would have left earlier. So I think maybe all that built-up tension is what kept me around.
Hey, Darnell, listen, man.
Boy, guess what? Hey, before you say anything, though, I've made sure I packed that baby oil in my suitcase going to the hotel tonight.
Oh.
And I'm going to have a little bit of alone time with 4 friends and a stranger, you know what I mean?
Well, on that masturbatory revelation, Darnell, listen, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Shivering of Beauty tonight. It'll only won't take long. And, yeah, enjoy the rest of your life, man. Take care.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Darnell. Bye-bye.
Bye, Darnell.
0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. I suppose I should probably press one of these. I've not pressed one for a while. Let's hope this is the right one.
Big Brother, sponsored by The Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Hi, I'm Steph. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Caroline.
Oh, Caroline.
Hi.
Hello, Caroline.
Hi, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I'm just a bit stressed after watching it all and overexcited, but yeah.
Oh. Do you not feel a bit empty now, spiritually?
Yeah, I'm going to turn on tomorrow morning. There's going to be nothing.
There's going to be nothing.
What are you going to do, Caroline?
Start drinking?
I don't know. I'll have to have a lie-in for a change.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
So what do you reckon about Rachel winning? Are you a lover or a hater of Rachel?
I'm an absolute lover of Rachel. I think she's fab.
Really? So there's loads of people out there that do love her.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think it's cruel for them all to say that she was sitting on the fence. I think she was just a nice person and didn't want conflict. And I'm much the same, so I'm with her.
Okay. So you have similarities. You can relate to her.
Yes, I think so.
Hang on, Caroline. It says on my screen that you're from Wales.
Yes, I am. I'm from North Wales, but that's not why. If she was from Ireland, Spain, I wouldn't care.
Ireland
I
or Spain?
I think she's a nice person.
Okay.
Anywhere.
But, yeah, but did you actually believe she was going to win? And surely everyone thought Mikey was going to win.
No, I thought she was going to win, actually.
Okay. So, now that Big Brother's over, you just don't know what you're going to do with your life?
No, my life is now over.
No, you don't mean that. Come on.
I agree with her. Mine's,
why don't you get finished. Your audition tape ready and apply for yourself next year?
I'm too much a scaredy-cat.
Caroline's not an idiot. That's why she would never go on the show. She's got brains. Caroline, listen, thank you for calling on. We've got to rattle through because we've got to get through a load of callers. And
thanks,
we've
Caroline.
Got more of the other people that were on the... what's that programme called we've been watching?
Big Mouth.
The Big Brother. More people from Big Brother coming up in a little bit. But for some people watching, Big Brother all summer isn't so much about who to support, but who really gets on your nerves. Let's hear now from Elstree what you loved to hate in Big Brother 9.
Call now. 0871 200 1048.
The worst moment was when Mohammed ate someone's bogey and it looked like he was enjoying it.
I dislike Mikey because he just makes me cringe.
The biggest car crash moment was from Jen's. Painting got smudged and Dennis got kicked out.
I most dislike Rachel because everyone says that she should win, but she's so boring. She never does anything.
My biggest car crash moment was probably when Luke and Bex first got together and they were in bed.
So I disliked Mikey. I don't know, because he's boring. And when he tries being interesting, he just makes himself look like an idiot.
Honestly, I know people aren't going to agree. I disliked Kat. I didn't like her. All that love and cookie love? No, don't think so.
I'm talking about that cookie love, Pat!
Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, Pat. Hiya. You're a big fan of us on the Channel 4 forum, are you?
Oh, yes, I'm your number one fan.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
I've been championing you two all throughout.
Have you? Or has there been a lot of hatred?
Pardon?
Has there been a lot of hatred and you've been sticking up for us?
Some people have said lots of nice things, but right. I've loved the show.
Thank you so much for that, Pat.
Pat, have you enjoyed me or Gemma more?
Both of you.
If one of us had to be sacked and not come back next year because there have been budget cuts, who would you like to get the sack and not come back? Gemma or me? Gemma.
Oh, I'd say Gemma. I think you're cute, Ian.
Yeah. I agree, I'm cute. Yeah, I would keep me for the same reason.
Yeah?
Yeah, Channel 4 Radio and Endemol. Yeah, I would definitely do this. I would definitely do it.
You are a cheeky, cheeky, nasty man.
I'm a cheeky, cheeky, nasty man from Tottenham. I'm not from Tottenham. Pat, were you happy with the results this evening?
No, I was hoping Sarah
would
win.
Darnell?
No, Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, yeah.
I wanted Sarah to win. Out of all the finalists, I definitely liked her the most. She's the only person that's actually nice.
Yeah. Well... Pat, is there anything else you want to get off your chest before we go? Because this could be the last chance we ever have to talk, unless you listen to my radio show on Virgin Nights at 10 o'clock, Sunday nights.
Naughty man.
Well, I hope that next time that BB's on, that you two will be doing big ears again.
I doubt it, but you never know. Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe. I'm into you. You know, you got to be strong.
You're in a singing mood, inspired by Darnell.
Thank you for that, Pat. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mahmood.
Thank you for being our fan, Pat.
We are waiting for Mikey. We got the thumbs up from Mikey. Not yet, so we go to Mahmood. Mahmood, if we cut you off, it's only because Mikey has come on the line and he's slightly more important than you, Mahmood.
Hello?
Yeah, oh, that was a
Hello? Mahmood.
Hello,
Mahmood. Good night, people.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I was gutted today to see Rachel win.
Tell us why.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's so boring. What did she do to win?
Do you know what I mean? She's so boring.
I think, you know what? You know, I ran before as well. I'm a big fan of Darnell. I wanted Darnell to win, but stiff. I was disappointed. But...
We're also sharing that same sense of frustration and shock, I think. Shock. Although, as Gemma did say...
I preferred Mikey to him because one of the greatest moments was when Mikey ate that Scotch bonnet.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't know.
When he ate the Scotch bonnet.
To be honest, Ray, I can't believe that Rachel won it.
I know, it's just so strange.
But as Gemma said, one of the good things about that was it really annoyed Rex. And so that's got to be quite exciting.
That's a good
thing. Yeah, but to be honest, I think Rex was a really good housemate as well. He was really entertaining.
Yeah, he was entertaining, but he wasn't
he
very nice.
He doesn't deserve £100,000 of Channel
4. No, I don't think he deserved it. I mean, he deserved to be at least like third or something.
Yeah.
I think fourth was good for him.
Yeah, I think that put him in his place a little bit.
Mahmood, could you sum up this year's Big Brother in one word for us?
Amazing.
Excellent stuff. Thank you, Mahmood. You summed up the spirit of the nation there in that. Excellent stuff. 0871 200 1048. We're still waiting for Mikey. Is Mikey with us yet? No, we are waiting for Mikey. So we're going to go to another caller. I don't know who it is. Line 4. Hello, Line 4. Is that you? Carol.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you?
I'm glad, Rach.
You what?
I'm glad Rachel won.
Are you?
Yes.
Why are you glad?
Because I think she deserves to win.
Because she was nice and smiley and happy.
Yeah, maybe she wasn't the most entertaining housemate.
Yeah.
But if being entertaining is being spiteful, horrible, bitchy, nasty, putting people down, that's not entertainment in my book.
Yeah, well, it's... Oh, we've got to stop you there. We're going to the person who came second in this year's Big Brother's Mikey.
Mikey.
Hi there.
Hello, Mikey.
Mikey here.
How are you?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I just spoke to a Welsh girl, and it wasn't Rachel. It was a Welsh girl in the Big Mouth audience, and she said, you know, Mikey, you should have won Big Brother. I'm saying, what are you saying? And you're Welsh, and you're saying, I should have won Big Brother, and here's Rachel, who's won it. And then she said she only lived 10 miles away from Rachel. So, I mean, for that crowd reaction I got tonight, it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it's the old Scottish way. We never win anything. We're always the runner-up. But for me, I've definitely won this year coming to Big Brother, because it seems to be that everybody has been highly entertained
by my antics in the Big Brother house.
Although, Mikey, sure. Mikey, listen, we thought that out of the five that are in there, well, I thought out of the five that are in there, you should have won. But you were responsible for one of the most hideous things I have ever witnessed on television. Brussels sprouts, chewing them and then spitting them in the bucket, then eating them again. What were you thinking, man?
I think what has happened here, a few people didn't want me to win that night. So they were throwing tea and all sorts in. And I thought it would maybe make it even more soggier and more digestible. And then what has happened is we started off bad. We didn't count all the Brussels sprouts and distribute them evenly. I think I could have done that if I hadn't watered them down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Mikey, it was really hard to watch.
It was rank, man. It was rank. What are the chances of getting you to do a little bit of your stand-up routine for us now?
Oh, how, I mean... that's the thing. I mean, how rude do you want it?
You give it to us, fella. Come on, it's the last show. We've got nothing to lose.
Well, I've got one. There's a good one. Obviously, one of the national newspapers said that blind people make the best lovers. Well, tell me something I don't know. Because when my girlfriend's too tired for me, I get my guide dog and scoosh some cream on her face. And my guide dog licks it all up. And the guide dog does all the work when I'm too tired. So there you go. Blind people do make the best lovers.
Our producer's just completely flipped out. I have to apologise to listeners who've been offended if that they thought that was a bit rude.
But thank you, Mikey. You
but
censored
Ian
that yourself.
Thinks it's hilarious.
Well done.
Wow.
Shout out to everybody that got me runner-up. I really, really appreciate that. And thanks again for being entertained.
Mikey, listen, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's been a lot of fun watching you over the last 3 months. Very quickly, what are you going to do this weekend? Any ideas?
Well, you know me. I'm going to have an early night tonight. And try and get... I hear there's a party back at the hotel room, but I might just hit the pillow because it's well past my bedtime now. Night-night!
Good night, Mikey.
He sounded nice, didn't he?
No, yeah, he did sound nice.
He sounded really nice.
Sound like a good laugh.
Yeah.
He does seem very funny.
What? Yeah. I love the way he just went straight into it. All right, okay.
I love the way that he's like animated, and we've got a really good side of the housemates tonight because they just come straight on the phone and they're both just like, they're just like, wow.
Right, we've got two callers. Who's been here the longest? Colin has. Hello, Colin.
Hi, Ian. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. Did you enjoy Mikey then?
Yeah, hilarious. I can't believe you haven't won it.
No, it was so close. It's like 1% between them, 1.5%. I think
it's all it was.
Yeah, 1.5% between him and Rachel right at the very end, yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious, isn't he? What's funny, though?
Yeah.
Really funny.
Quite shocking, but funny. What do you think about Rachel?
I can't believe Rachel's like, a bit boring, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, it's true, she's nice, but gosh, no.
She's really nice. I mean, she's a nice girl, and that's something not wrong, but I mean, she's just so boring.
So boring. And she held back so much as well, I feel. Like, there were so many times where people were just dissing her and she just carried on smiling.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thanks, Colin. Now, let's see what you're going to say now, Gemma, because Rachel is on the line. Hello, Rachel. Right.
You don't need to tell me not to swear because I never do anyway.
Hello?
Oh, bless you. We just heard you. You don't have to tell me not to swear. I never do anyway. You must swear at some point in your life.
Maybe in German or French or Italian. I think now and again I might accidentally, yes, I do.
The old German swears. Rachel.
Yes.
We all thought Mikey was going to win. What happened?
Oh, I know. Oh, do you know what? Mikey is amazing. That's the thing. Like, I couldn't believe that, like, I've won because, like, Mikey is honestly he's amazing. He is just the bestest. I love Mikey and he's just, anyway, I could talk about Mikey all night. I know, I was just really shocked. I don't know what happened. I really don't know. I'm still shocked myself. It's just like crazy. It's just, these things just don't happen to, you know, like, yeah, they just don't happen.
Rachel, so, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
Right, so Mario comes in back into the house, he proposes to Lisa.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. What a wonderful moment. Yeah. Not Naff Attack at all. Wonderful, beautiful romantic moment.
Yeah.
You go into the diary room, you get some grapes. Now, were you pretending to be that excited or were you disappointed that your boyfriend, who I've met and is a very nice bloke, wasn't there proposing to you?
No, because we're still we don't live together or anything, so there's a lot to learn about each other. You know, if I had to get married today, I'd say he's the type of guy I want to marry. But because we don't live together, you know, there's obviously if you know, like
some
engagement
steps.
And weddings are a big thing. Yeah, you don't take them lightly.
I was on BBLB with him, and they give him like give the partners name badges, and it's what's your boyfriend's name again? I've forgotten.
Richard, but Richard. I call him Ricardo.
Oh, okay. Well, it said Richard, yes. Rachel's fiance. And him and your mum were going, oh, no, it's just boyfriend. Could you not just wear it? No, I'm just boyfriend. No.
Yeah, he would panic about that big time. Yeah, if they said fiance, he would have been well shocked by that, yeah.
Now, we didn't see Big Brother's Big Mouth this evening because we were rehearsing intensively for this, but there is a rumour that Rex said that you should share the prize money, did he?
I don't know if Rex mentioned it or if someone else did. I don't know.
Please tell me you're not going to, woman. Please tell me you're not going to.
No, what I said was instead, I'm going to give some to charity instead rather than, you know, like, keep it all. Definitely going to give some away. But, you know, I'm not going to give any money to Rex because obviously he has loads of money anyway.
Yeah, I know. That would have been awful if he'd have won and got... Yes, give £100 to Marie Curie or something like that and then have a massive, you know, that's your conscience ease and you have a massive spend-up.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely be giving some away, definitely, but not direct.
Rachel, do you think there was ever times where you just wanted to blow? Because I feel like maybe sometimes you might have held back a little bit. Did you never just want to just scream at Rex or anything?
No, because I think screaming doesn't really solve anything. And I think if you just start screaming, then they scream back and then it just turns into a massive blow-up. I mean, I defended myself, I felt, in my own way, you know. Like, sometimes when Rex would say things, I just laugh it off because it's just Rex. He's saying it to my face. He never was nasty, like, aggressive towards me. Mm. He'd say it, and that's his opinion, and you know, that's up to him to have that opinion. If I started getting blowing back at him, that would just not be just not who I am. And to be honest with you, I think when you blow back at people, it just doesn't solve anything. So you know, like, and whenever Rex got too out of line, that I thought you'd be.
I swap you for Scrabble.
Do you remember that?
Hello?
Do you remember the...
swap you for Scrabble.
I'd swap you for Scrabble. That's not nice talking,
is it? Oh, I'd swap you for Scrabble. Yeah, that's his opinion. That's fine, whatever. I mean, obviously, like, Rex thinks that, you know, like, Rex has had he's got a very high life, hasn't he? You know, like, from the sounds of it. So, obviously, I'm boring to Rex, but... you know, to my friends and family, I'm not boring and I'm quite happy with who I am. So that's his opinion and that's
fine. Rachel, we're going to let you go, but one very quick question. Obviously, you've missed all of the news while you've been in the house. What do you think about the war with Russia? How do you think that's going to turn out?
Are you being serious?
We'll let you go, Rachel. Listen, enjoy your money, have a lovely weekend, and have a great time.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for talking to me. Very nice.
Well done.
Take care. And thank you for all the support. And thank you for everyone who voted for me. Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You'll never be ready.
08712. I'm not giving the number out because the time is high and I'm holding on. I'm gonna be my number one. Nothing wrong with a bit of Blondie, and you know it, girl.
I'm
right.
Gonna miss you, Ian.
Helen. Helen. This, by the way, the show tonight is. Yes, the show tonight is extended by an hour. We're on until 1:30 this evening. So 0871 200 1048. You keep your calls coming in. We ain't going until you stop calling. Yes, Helen, you're live on the internet radio.
Oh my God!
Hello, Helen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Are you having a bit of a Big Brother party?
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Wow. Oh.
What did you call in for, Helen? Not Rick. Just a giggle like this, was it?
I loved it.
Rex should have won.
Oh, why? He was a knob. He was.
He had a knob.
He was. He was fun to watch. He was exciting to watch. If he hadn't been in there in the last month, it would have been very, very dull. But he should not have won that money and that prize. No.
Why do you think he should have won?
Because he was most entertaining. And he just, like, wound everyone up.
My God, you really...
He's just so funny.
You sound like Rebecca.
Me?
Yeah, you're from the same area.
No.
Oh. And she squealed a lot as well, didn't she? Rebecca squealed.
Yeah. Luke should have won, though, ages ago.
Whoa. There's your argument. It's made of paper. I've just poked a hole in it. First of all, you said Rex should have won, then Luke should have won.
Yeah!
Well, you can't have two people winning.
Well, it should be.
No, away with you. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what winning means. Myra!
Hello!
Hello, Hello, Myra.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm a little bit sad this is coming to an end.
I know, I'm a bit sad.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sad that I won't get to do this because this has been fun. But
it has been fun.
It means I can watch Prison Break on Tuesdays now, even though I watched the first episode of this series. What a load of rubbish.
Anyway, Myra.
Hello.
How are you feeling about the end result?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow night.
Oh.
Well, I'm free. Do you want to go out for a drink?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you got a partner for the rap party?
Well, yes, but she doesn't need to know there's a rap party. We could go together, Myra, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Ah, you pulled.
I've pulled, Myra.
Well, you're just kidding me on there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But have you enjoyed this series, Myra?
Yeah, I really have. I really enjoyed it.
What's been your highlight?
Rebecca.
If I never see her knockers again, I will die a happy man, because she was...
Oh, I don't believe that for a minute. She was so funny.
She just kept getting her boobs out.
No, that wasn't all she was done. You obviously were only watching the part.
What else did she do?
It was very entertaining. I loved the part in the diary room when she had the seal outfit on. And she spread all the mess all over the diary room chair.
Yeah.
I liked it when they put her in prison for the first time and she was acting like a spoiled little brat.
My favourite part about her was when Luke was in prison.
Yeah.
Mm.
And she ran and got the token to get him out. That's true love.
True love.
Myra, listen, we're going to move on because we've got lots and lots of calls to rattle through. Laura.
Hello.
Hello, Laura.
Hiya.
Hello, Laura. You're right.
Yes, thanks, are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm wanting this moment to never end, and I'm going to stay here as long as people keep calling me. So, what did you think of tonight's show?
Well, it was amazing, but I was really gutted that Rex didn't win.
Why? What was this sudden Rex appreciation happening for? Why?
I always liked Rex on the roof too. I don't know why, but I just thought he was dead looking, and then he said he was going to give money to charity, and that just made it even better.
He said he was going to give his money to charity?
Yeah, I think he did, actually.
He wouldn't. That was just, you can say that, and you don't legally have to do it. How could you think he was good-looking? What was happening with his hair?
I don't know. I just thought he was really good-looking. There's something about him.
Yeah. Do you like the treat 'em mean, keep 'em keen philosophy?
Yeah.
Okay. Not sure what that means. That's lovely. Lucy, we're moving on because we've got a lot of calls to get through. Lucy!
Hello!
Hello,
Lucy. Hi,
Lucy. You're right, girl.
Hi. Right. Why did Rachel win?
Yes,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I really, really
don't know. Pass me the water,
Jen. This
will be a long night.
Why do you think she won?
She sat on the fence for the whole show.
Yeah. I think it's because, you know, she is a nice person. Like, that's maybe what can make you win Big Brother by the looks of things. She didn't, you know, she wasn't horrible to anyone. But she just was very boring as a result.
I'm pleased Rex didn't win, though. Rex annoyed me so much.
Yeah,
It was very funny when his face when Rachel won, he looked gutted, and when Mikey sort of slagged him off a bit, he had that really false smile for a few seconds and then it dropped before the camera went off him. So that was... Well, Rex, when he came out, he's doing those pictures with his collar up. Yeah!
What
he's doing
that
all that.
About?
If you like me, then applaud my dad.
Did you see him when he came out the door?
Yes.
He was just like, oh, look at me.
He loves himself.
Lucy, what
if I ever talked to Rex, I'd have so much to say to him.
Lucy, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19. In this case, we can carry on this vaguely sexual conversation then. If you're any younger, I would have had to have cut this off for legal reasons. But so you got
Mikey,
Rex.
Mikey was so funny then.
What just then?
No, Mikey's joke.
Oh,
that you prompted.
That's 12:30. You can get away with saying, you can say the medical term for a lady's bits. You can get away with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, Mikey was funny. Mikey sounded like a nice bloke, didn't he? I wouldn't want to hang out with him because he talks too much. But he sounded very relaxed. He sounded quite comfortable with himself. And
yeah, he was pretty funny doing the whole show.
I hope he does a topless shoot for the Daily Star. I will certainly buy. I would like to see Mikey. If Mikey's in the Daily Star in his brown pants, I will splash out on a copy of that.
You may be on the same bill one night when you're doing one of your stand-up
gigs. Yeah, we could be.
If Rex was in it, I wouldn't buy it.
You wouldn't buy it if Rex was in it?
I think he's ugly.
You know what, though? I saw some pictures of him in the paper when he did some modelling shoot, and he was all right. With shorter hair, he was actually all right.
I love Dale and Stuart. They're gorgeous.
Oh, you cliche. No, they're just... Because what? Because they're... What's so good? What's so attractive about two good-looking men with big muscles, eh? Well, where's the point in that? You're wrong. Lucy, we're going to move on because it's time for Shivin.
Hello.
Is that you? Did I get your name right?
No.
What is it? Is it Siobhan?
What is your name?
It's Shivam.
Shivam.
Siobhan?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry, Shivam.
Shivam.
Hello.
Hello, you're right. What do you want to talk about?
All right.
Rap fans. What do you want to talk about, Siobhan?
I sound like Chinese, don't I?
You don't sound like Chinese, no. No, it's.
I am gutted, really.
Yes, okay. I think so. I am Chinese. You're gutted. Tell us why you're gutted.
I think Darnell should have won. Literally, I mean, like Cookie Love was a big hit over the summer.
She told me about that Cookie Love.
He wouldn't. He got Kate.
Cookie Love. Cookie Love.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't sing the song about touching the girl's bum.
Do you know what? I've been on YouTube, right, and I found this remix. This might sound sad, but I actually thought I was going to go live. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go on then, why not?
Alright, one sec.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time on that call. Let's go to Emmy. Hello, Emmy.
You're so horrid.
Hiya!
Hello, Emmy!
We wanted Rex to win.
Did you? Why did you want Rex to win?
Because he was so nice and you were going to give him money to charity.
Let me stop you there. Because he was so nice, Emmy, have you not watched any of Big Brother this year?
No, but didn't you think that?
What, that he was nice?
He's fit.
Well, I can't speak. You had a hotspot for him at one point.
Then his
you?
Hair got weirder and weirder. His hair tonight was weird. Not into that.
Because the right,
know,
the right,
that was short.
The right side was like brushed forward.
So
then the
weird. Top,
the front bit sort of went up. Then there was like a wave.
And I'm not into his dress sense or that like blinging hoodies.
He was wearing silver shoes earlier
on.
Yeah,
but it was different from other people's.
Yeah, and there's a reason people don't wear those clothes. They look ridiculous.
No.
Go on, Emmy, you tell Ian.
Yeah, I got the power to do that. Christina!
Hello.
Hello, Christina.
How are you?
Lots of ladies.
Lots of ladies. Right. Don't tell me you're going to find up and say you think Rex is fit and he should have won.
No, I think he's an absolute idiot. I'm glad that he didn't win. I think his dad's vote was just keeping him in.
His dad's vote. His dad's got so much money, yeah, just calling.
With Rachel winning, how do you feel about that?
I think it's good, really, because she was actually a really sweet, nice girl.
Yeah.
She was pretty genuine, so, yeah, I'm glad Rachel won.
OK, right, you've got all of the housemates, OK? All of the housemates, and one of them needs a new kidney. Well, they all need a new kidney, right? And you've got a spare kidney. You've got two. You don't need two, of course you don't need two. And by coincidence, your spare kidney matches all of the housemates. If you don't give a... Right, the person that gets the kidney is going to live. The others, well, they're going to die. Who would you give your spare kidney to?
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. We've got plenty. We've got ages. We've got all night.
I think Lisa.
You give it to Lisa?
Yeah.
I would have given it to Lisa.
You weren't that impressed with
her. I was a little bit disappointed when she came in on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday she came in? I don't remember.
Why? I thought that you really fancied her, Ian.
Well, it was humiliating having to listen to a 2-minute package of me saying, oh, I fancy Lisa. Oh, I fancy Lisa. And she's a very attractive woman, but she came in. And I just thought...
She was drunk, though.
No, she wasn't drunk. She had a couple of beers. She wasn't drunk.
Okay.
But she was on the way. But I just thought there was something about... Just the same thing when
really
I met Mo. When I met Mo on Wednesday, I just thought, you're a little bit insincere. You know, I don't know.
I think it's a strange time.
Really different in the flesh.
Yeah. It's a strange time coming out of the house, you know. I think it just sends you a little bit crazy for a while. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, they must be. I mean, they must just be insane.
Mm.
They must be losing it when they're in there and it's all crazy.
Christina, what was your highlight of the series?
My highlight? Oh, you know what I found really funny, and no one really emphasised this fact,
love
was
it.
When Mo was eating the peppers in the diary room.
Yeah.
And he was just jumping around going mad, and then he poured that milk all over him. Me and my sister were in fits.
Oh, that was it milk or was it sugar? I thought he poured a bag of sugar onto him. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, is it sugar?
I don't know. It was something white.
I thought
white.
It was milk.
You could be right. I'm going to miss Mohammed, even though he's a bit full of himself. In fact, I won't miss him at all.
Can we play the best bits
package.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. This is, listen, we're here all night. Who cares? I've got to be up early. Christina, thank you for that. We'll come to you, Francis, in a second. This is the second best bits package of our show throughout the year, throughout the summer, which means it's like not as good as the first. It's like the best album in the world ever. Volume 2.
Okay, that sounds okay to me.
There's exactly 1 week to go, and I'm very excited, so excited. I feel a little bit horny. That's right, I said a rude word.
There are plenty of opportunities. For example, my residential home, we have a barbecue. In the summer, we got one coming up next week. If she wants to open it,
yes.
Oh,
you know,
a work opportunity
requires,
already.
How much would you be able to offer her, Barry?
Well, my Margaret's pension comes through with mine and my friend David, who lives next door. We could get upwards of £17-18 for the afternoon.
Did he accidentally touch your Wang Chung?
Big up, big up, big up.
You're listening to Pirate Radio.
In a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking live to tonight's evicted housemate, Lisa. I got a bit emotional. Why are you giggling? Oh, my God.
What has
happened to Ian Lee?
Oh, God, I'm going to talk to Lisa.
Smoking pens, giggling and getting horny in the studio.
Oh, lovely Lisa.
If you were the last to have been on Earth, I would have sex with the ground.
Genomicam? I can't. How do you. Ian, you're a clever one.
Okay, I'm a clever one. Gnome cam.
That Welsh girl is in the diary room, you can see, and she's chatting, and I can't hear a word she's saying, so it would be wrong for me to comment, but I'm 100% sure it's boring.
I just can't get by. If I haven't got a cup of tea, I just can't get by, big brother. It's what everybody's man deserves, a cup of tea in the morning. If I haven't got that, I just can't get by, big brother. Pete, stop messing around with the mic. What are you doing?
It's very phallic. I can't help it.
This is a perfect time to reflect on those housemates that have fallen by the wayside. You know, like they do at the Oscars with all the dead actors. It's my favourite line. So, Gemma. It's my favourite bit of the entire 3 months. We got the cheeky girls!
I don't believe it! We got them!
Oh my God.
I've just had a little bit of wee come out.
Me too!
She gets her big flabby knockers out and jumps in the pool. That's not heroic.
There's nothing I can say, nothing I can do. A total eclipse of a heart.
Total eclipse of a heart.
A total eclipse of the
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
No sleep till bedtime! It turns out we've been quite funny over the past 3 months. We're going to be even funnier now, because we're going to go to someone called Francis. All right, Francis.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How's it going?
I'm just ringing to say I'm delighted with the result, everyone.
Tell us why, Francis.
I don't know. She just isn't it going this one. There's two of them. She took her first time very well, especially in the last week when she was being with Rex there Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday or Wednesday night.
What? Francis, have you been listening to Big Ears all night?
I've been listening every week. I'm calling from Ireland. It's the first time
then you will know that tonight we are asking everyone that phones in to sing the reason that they're so happy that Rachel won. So could you sing it for us, please, sir?
I don't know. Have you any dress in the studio?
Sorry?
Have you dress in the studio? It might break if I sing.
I will dance if you sing for us, Francis. Away you go.
I can't sing, Sally.
Don't give him any.
Come on, Francis. Sing it to me.
Nah, I can't.
That's a shame.
He got his wiggle on then.
I got my wiggle out as well. Francis, listen, we're going to move on. Thank you very much for that, Bradley.
Hello.
Hello, Bradders.
How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I'm feeling sexy. I want to hear you say my name. Go on, say it.
I can't.
Say it.
Doesn't sound sexy.
Say it.
Ian.
Yeah, that's get my mojo working. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to say, lot have been the best part of Big Brother this year.
You're right.
Thank you.
Do you know what?
Even when you didn't bother turning up for those episodes.
Well, I wouldn't bother turning up if I got the Big Brother's Little Brother job, which I auditioned for and didn't get.
Oh, God.
And they didn't give us Big Mouth. We petitioned them for Big Mouth.
I'll tell you what you should do.
Yes.
You should do the proper show, because Davina was a disgrace tonight.
Really?
Why do you say? I'm a big fan of Davina's.
She was appalling to rate. That is not the way you interview the winner. I don't care whether you want to win or not. She shouldn't be speaking so disrespectful. It was all about, oh, this one says this about you, that one says that about you.
Was this on Big Mouth or on Big Brother?
Big Brother. I heard on Big Mouth she was trying to pester her to give up some of her money as well.
Yeah, I heard a bit of that. I thought, do you know what? I think I sort of understand what you're saying, and I'm not towing the line here, but I do think that Davina has quite a hard job on the Big Brother final of making an entertaining show when there's not that much content, really. You talk to them for, like, they get about 5 minutes interview each. You know.
I appreciate that, but the winner shouldn't be spoken to like that. What? Even if you don't... Last year, I didn't particularly like Brian, but I didn't want him to be hassled.
I don't know what she said to... Down. I don't know what she said to Rachel that was so bad.
I don't know.
Brothers?
First of all, Rachel's never been different in the diary room to the way she was outside of the diary room.
Yes.
When did that suddenly occur?
Oh, yes.
I felt really let down by Davina tonight, and I think you two should be doing the programme.
Bradley, if it comes back, mark my words, I will be sure to put Davina in a sack, put her in a box, tie her up and put her in the basement, and then we will go and do the show, and only when we have finished the series will I release her.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.